definitely human.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Look at it, Hob. This is the best office view on the planet. From here, I can see all the colors of Mars. Red, red, red. Well, brown, really, but still, it's quite beautiful.
Yes, sir. So much potential. One day we'll have blue skies and green grass, horses galloping across the plains, birds swooping down to pluck fish from the sea, rivers to frolic in, fresh ripe mangoes to eat, and I'll finally have a real coffee. Not that black sludge the coffee bot farts out. Real coffee and real cinnamon buns.
And there will be golf courses, Hob. Golf courses as far as the eye can see.
And fast cars.
And shopping malls.
And reality television.
Yes!
Yes!
Hob?
Yes!
What are you doing in my office?
You asked to see me, sir.
Of course I did. Hob, I want you to visit the World Factory to supervise the terraforming department.
Great. That's great, sir. That's exactly what I...
Well, don't get excited just yet. The terraformers are notoriously lazy. I haven't heard anything from them in months. I'm hoping someone with your talent will be able to whip them into shape.
You can count on me.
I know I can, Hob, because you're loyal. Here. Have a biscuit.
Oh, no, I'm not hungry.
Well, then put it in your pocket and save it for later. For goodness sake, Hob, pull yourself together. We're Earthlings. We have an obligation to be better than these Martian idiots.
Wait, you're an Earthling too?
Oh, didn't I tell you?
No, I had no idea. I mean, you're so well adjusted.
I know, right? I was awoken from suspended animation just over 10 years ago now.
Oh. Wow, I thought I was alone.
Well, in a sense, we're all alone.
Right. And you didn't want to go back to Earth?
Nothing for me there now. Besides, resources melted down all the transport ships to make drawing pins. No, best to forget about Earth. Just as Earth has forgotten about us.
Christ. Sir, if the terraformers are as lazy as you say, well, I have a favour to ask. A big one.
I'm telling you, Hob, this is a really bad idea.
I've made up my mind, Jim. We need him.
Hob, think about what you're doing.
Mars Corp prisoner number, one, David Knight. You're free.
Well, isn't that just wonderful?
Mars Corp, Part 3, Team Building.
Okay, is that everyone? Right. Thank you all for coming.
Like we had a choice.
As I'm sure you're all aware, terraforming is Mars Corp's number one priority. So the fact that it's currently at 0% is pretty bloody ridiculous. I've gathered you together because you're all top Mars Corp employees.
And a handsome bunch to boot. Everyone knows Tom, obviously.
Obviously.
This is Brian Durant, Computer Systems Specialist. How's the hand, Brian?
The remaining hand is fine.
Great! This is Dawn Cox, maintenance engineer. She's got loads of experience getting in and out of tight spots.
Woo!
And this is Rajan Zaveri, damage control specialist.
Hi, and everything. Why is he here?
David? David is,
Happy to help.
How on Mars is he a top employee? Shouldn't we have, I don't know, a real scientist here rather than some mad criminal who never even finished his internship?
Well,
all of Mars Corp's real scientists are cock-blocked by the head of department from doing anything remotely productive. David is actually useful. You're all useful. And I plan to use you, your expertise, I mean. Today we will be taking a trip to the World Factory. The World Factory! Well, I'm glad to see you're all as excited about terraforming as I am.
So there is a team meeting today. Oh, must have got left off the memo circulation. Oh well, here now. What did I miss? Are we going somewhere?
No, Dave, you're sitting this one out.
What? I thought we were a team.
Sorry, but there just isn't a role for you on this mission.
Oh. I get it. Yeah. Blues rule the base. Oranges know your place. No need for lowly old Dave. Well, I got this far on my own, and Dave will be A-okay staying that way. Kind regards!
A drama queen. Anyway, we're suiting up and setting out in 20. Let's go! I mean, how could Mars Corp be the only terraforming corporation on Mars? Surely by now there would be other colonies.
Well, there's actually a very good explanation for that. You see,
you Hob, the supervisor.
Yes, you must be Joe.
Joe Gray, chief medical officer. I understand you'd like me to accompany you on this little excursion of yours.
That's right. Just in case something goes horribly wrong. Where did you get cigarettes from?
Some bots found a supply when they were clearing out one of the uncharted levels. I felt it was my duty to confiscate them for the good of the employees. Two things you ought to know about me, Hob. One, I'm not the sort of person to overreact. Two, if David so much as coughs without my permission, I'll tie him upside down and cut his fucking throat open.
You're a doctor!
Damn right I am. And he's a disease.
I can't remember the last time I was at the World Factory.
Yeah, it's been ages.
Look out, here comes the psycho.
Ah, hello there, friends.
What is it, David?
Well, I was just trying to find my parents. Haven't seen them for 10 years. Do they still live in Pod 374?
No. No, man, they died like 2 years ago.
Oh, all right then.
Everyone suited and ready to go. Jim, you remember to actually put your boots on this time. Good boy. All right. Airlock opening in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Incredible moment of my life.
Hob! What did Mars say to Saturn? Give me a ring sometime?
Don't spoil this for me, Jim.
Right.
Everyone.
Hey, Hey, look!
Who's this fella?
It's a robot.
Not one of mine. Judging by the design, I'd guess it must be as old as Hop.
It's a Hello, I'm Bertie bot. We had them back on Earth.
Hello, I'm Bertie. May I take your coat?
I'm not wearing a coat.
Thank you. Follow me, sir or madam.
So the Terraformers are still using centuries-old tech. That's disconcerting. Oh my God, this is taking forever. Let's just go on ahead.
Gasp.
Welcome to the World Factory.
This must be the foyer.
Ooh.
Foyer.
Those are trees. And flowers. There's plant life all around us. I've only ever read about this stuff. It's glorious.
All plastic, I'm afraid.
What? How can you tell?
It's pretty obvious, trust me. Where is everyone? Hello? Hello?
Wow. I can't believe we're at the World Factory. So cool.
Fantastic, isn't it?
Yeah, I know. How great is this?
This is amazing.
Can't wait to meet the Terraformers, those guys.
I'm having such a good time. Are you having a good time? I'm having a great time.
Hello? Anybody in here? This whole level is completely about... Wow!
Oh, sorry. Didn't mean to startle you.
God damn it. What are you looking at?
A map of the facility. Look, there's the control room on level 4 next to the easy-breathe oxygen generators.
The World Factory is still relying on oxygen generators. Don't they have genetically engineered superplants or something by now? They're supposed to be making Mars Earth-like.
I guess they're still figuring things out.
Hey, what's this?
Some kind of recorder?
My name is Sarah Cole. I'm currently the senior factory manager here at the World Factory. I'm recording this because I need everyone to know what is happening here.
Uh-oh. Shh. Sorry.
It started with a drop in morale, followed by general laziness. But now, I need to get the Martians back under control. I'm going to start by moving all the Mars Corp promotional material out of storage and into a room on level 2. Hopefully seeing Mars Corp's potential will inspire the employees to try harder.
Weird. I guess I'm not the first person Mr. Man sent to deal with these terraformers. What was that?
I believe the others have started drinking alcohol.
What? What the hell are you doing?
We're drinking, boss.
Yeah, we gotta start early if we're gonna catch up with the terraformers.
I am going to make such a fool of myself.
Me too.
Cheers!
Cheers!
Come on, Tom, you're still too behind.
All right.
Will somebody please explain to me why you all think it's appropriate to start drinking during this mission?
We're at the World Factory. The Terraformers are party animals. Everyone knows that.
Yeah, chillax, Hob. Think of this as a holiday.
I will not chillax. And Tom, I'm surprised to see you of all people acting this unprofessionally.
Look around you, Hob. The World Factory looks great. There's no noticeable deviation from the manual here. Everything's... okay.
You're wasting your time, Hob. The terraformers can't be tamed.
They're right, boss. Better to just lean into it.
This isn't happening. I want you all to stop right now before you get drunk.
But, Hob, we've each done like 7 shots already.
Hello, I'm Bertie. Do you know the emergency exit procedure?
Attention, employees. The medical department would like to remind you all that prostate examination is mandatory. It turns out I don't actually have a prostate, but it was fun finding that out.
They take my stuff in his suits and they dump me when I'm surplus to requirements. This bloody place, no one respects me, nobody wants me.
Yo! Dave! Been looking for you everywhere! The B-O-S-S man wants you!
The... what?
The boss man wants you. So hurry along to conference room. 3PP.
Mr. Man? He wants to see me? Me? Well, I didn't expect there'd be so many people here.
All right! Everyone, look at me! Man couldn't be here in person today, but if you all just gaze into my telly belly, we can get this show on the road!
Hello, loyal employees! Now, you're probably wondering what you're doing here. The truth is, you're all very special.
Special? I'm special?
Special because the technology department has finally built robots that can do your assigned roles far better than you ever could, making you all totally obsolete!
Wait, what? Mr. Man, sir, I don't understand.
It's simple, Dave. Your role as Mars Corp's messenger will now be done by a far more efficient and likable messenger bot. As of now, there's literally no reason for you to be alive at all. For those of you who wish to be terminated, make an appointment with Baxter. For those of you keen to learn new skills and experiences, stick around. Baxter, open the wall.
This is Mars Corp's all-new bio-intensive gardening initiative. Your new roles will be to grow and maintain various fruits and vegetables. You will be gardeners, working with your hands in the soil to nurture and harvest the bounty of nature.
Oh no.
Level two!
Oh my God, shut up!
Level two!
Can't you see something bad happened here?
That message from Cole is a joke, Hob.
The terraformers are pranksters. Everybody knows that.
Hey guys, check it out. There's loads of like super old Mars Corp stuff in here.
We're not here to sightsee, Dawn. This is a very important mission.
Nice try, Viv. But you love all this terraforming garbage. You've been creaming your pants since we got here.
Don't speak to me like that. I'm your superior, for God's sake. As it happens, Cole mentioned this place in her recording, so we should see what... Oh.
What? What's wrong?
Look at all this stuff. Posters, maps, detailed cross-sections of the Mars Corp base. And over here, flyers for fast food tie-ins, original spacesuit replicas, toy robots.
Mm-hmm.
All are very useful for research purposes.
Hey, what's this?
Mars, the red jewel in the night sky.
Ooh.
For millennia, we citizens of Earth have dreamed of conquering our celestial neighbour, Mars, a cold and hostile rock incapable of supporting life. Until now.
I'm going to go find a vending machine, grab another drink.
Yes, fine.
I want to be arse over tip before the terraforms arrive.
By profitably delivering applied science, technology and brand strategy, while maintaining our leadership role through excellence of service and dramatically endeavouring to collaboratively build paradigm shift infrastructures for 110% community satisfaction.
Meat, we love meat. It's the cuboid treat we like to eat. Could really go for some meat right now. I bet you could go for some meat right now. Oh, hi, David.
Hello!
How come you're standing here in the shadows?
I was sleeping.
Ah, right. Have you seen any Vendibots around?
No, but there's a storage room down this dark corridor here. Follow me.
Okay, cool. So... you were in solitude for over 10 years, huh? What kept you going?
Oh, I just thought about all the things I'd do when I finally got out.
Oh, like what?
Ah, here we are!
Hey!
And the door's jammed.
Boo!
And what's this? On the control panel here, it looks like...
green stuff?
Yes, exactly.
There you are. What are you two?
Raj! My friend! Could you be a dear and help me get this door open?
No way! You're not the boss of me!
Just do it!
Oh, alright.
Phase 2 of the terraforming mission will be a bold new initiative that will allow the Mars Corp community to flourish.
Phase 2? I wonder what that could be. It sounds exciting.
Hey, guys. Look, it's a Mars Corp employee doll.
Hello, Tom and Joe. I sure am excited about terraforming. It's really cool and not super boring like everyone thinks it is.
Don't touch that.
Our Mars Corp factories, we will also be harnessing the power of the sun with huge satellite mirrors.
One step at a time, Hob.
Hello, I'm Bertie. Tea and coffee, right this way.
Hey, look at this! Another one of Cole's recordings!
If you want to see an example of the kind of nonsense I've had to deal with, come to level 3. See just how little progress they've made. I'm surrounded by morons.
I know how you feel.
Hob, the terraformers are messing with us. The first recorder led us here. Now, we have to go to level 3. This is a treasure hunt!
Brian!
What?
Oh, I mean, Raj!
He went to check on David.
Oh, no.
What happened here?
Oh, nothing.
Where's Raj?
I'm here. Oh, why did you scream?
Some of the wall collapsed, nearly crushed him.
Oh, my God. Well, I think we should... Why are you laughing?
It's a prank.
The terraformers do this kind of thing all the time.
A prank. Raj could have died.
Oh, don't be ridiculous.
He would have been maimed at worst.
Yeah, you're overreacting, Hob.
So what's all this green stuff on the walls?
It appears to be one of those super plants the terraformers have been working on. I wouldn't get too close. We don't know how it works.
Shouldn't it be in a lab rather than growing in a storage room?
Yes.
Well, now that we've established that there's nothing remotely interesting in here, shall we head on up to level 3?
Yeah, the lift's this way.
Hello, I'm Bertie.
Oh, it's just that old robot.
It must be following our every move. Oh, phew. That's comforting.
Have you visited the construction yard? Follow me.
Out of the way, you dumb machine. Hey, guys! There's a shortcut through the gym. It's just in here.
Oh my God! Brian!
Whoa! Brian, you all right?
I think it's broken! It's definitely broken!
What happened here?
Removing the entire floor of the gym. Classic terraformers.
Hey, and that cruciferous?
From the Brassica family, yeah.
Looks pretty rad, man.
Yeah, cheers, Mark. I'm just really getting into this new job, you know? Smell of the earth and the sweat on my brow.
I guess it's true what they say. Work really does make you free.
And everyone settled in nicely. Apart from Dave, of course.
Oh, I have to get out of this place. I can't do much more of this nature bullshit. Does anyone else feel, lightheaded?
No, Dave, we feel rejuvenated and serene.
I thought being replaced by a robot allowed me to contribute to Mars Corp in a meaningful way. As an entrepreneur. But now my time is taken up with this pointless task.
This is important, Dave. We're doing our part for the future of Mars Corp.
You know what I heard? There have been 3 gardens like this before. They keep burning down in mysterious fires.
Yeah, I reckon it's resources. Think about it. If Mars Corp is able to grow its own food, they lose the power they have over the base.
That's why Mr. Man is making us do this. He's always had beef with resources. This is a power move.
What if resources have a spy in here right now, plotting to sabotage us?
I think we'd know if there was a spy in here. Right, Jeff?
I see everything.
Exactly. We all see everything. There's no way a spy could get in.
We should be extra careful, because if this place burned down, we'd all be out of a job.
You know, I've just had an idea.
I can't believe you broke your leg. You idiot!
Yeah, I really warped into that one.
Ow.
Stop whining, you baby.
I wonder what's wrong.
score for us next?
It's going to be epic. Well, you lot, take this seriously. This is not a game.
Level 3.
What's going on here?
Ah, this is the construction yard where they build factories.
It's very nice.
What happens if I pull this?
Oh, fuck. Just leave it. Just leave it. Oh, where the hell are the terraformers? Huh? Another recorder. Maybe they're right. Maybe this is all an elaborate joke.
I don't trust my team anymore. Things between us have deteriorated. Violent arguments erupt over the smallest things, like when I stopped afternoon naps. I'm going to start sleeping in the control room. From there, I can see everything.
Well, maybe something terrible happened. Either or. Oh.
You know, I was thinking...
Oh, David! How long have you been standing there?
I haven't left your side.
Wait. You're not drinking, are you?
No, you said not to.
Wow. So the one employee who actually listens to me is the mad scientist who spent 10 years in prison?
Technically, I was an intern, not a scientist. I was 17 at the time of my incarceration. You make one tiny mistake and you're punished for it forever. Not that I'm bitter or anything.
I feel like I'm constantly pushing a boulder up a hill.
What a strange thing to say.
I'm 29. By the time my sister was 29, she had a big house, killer abs, 2 cars, 2 kids, and a 2-handicap in golf. She had everything she wanted.
Well, look at it this way. Your sister is dead now, but you're alive. You won.
I know you're trying to help, but please just stop talking.
Hobbs
strange, isn't she? I don't know what she's saying half the time.
I heard she never sleeps, would explain the crazy look in her eyes.
And have you seen her legs? Not a hair on them, it's so weird.
Guys, come on, sure, she's different, but she's great. Also, I'm starting to suspect she might be a little cross with us for some reason.
If anyone's strange, it's David. Man, he creeps me out.
Well, I fancy a sandwich. Hey, Bertie.
Hello, I'm Bertie.
I know you are, big guy. The only food around here, specifically sandwiches.
May I take your coat?
Where's he going?
I think he's showing me where the sandwiches are. BRB.
So, what exactly was the incident that got you locked up, David? Did you create some kind of horrifying monster?
Oh, it was nothing like that. Colin and I simply constructed a... Ah, but I'm not supposed to talk about it.
Oh, everyone keeps saying that. Just tell me what happened.
Let me think. Yes. The late Colin Denham and I were directly responsible for an unfortunate event that will hereby be referred to as the incident. I, David Knight Blue, did knowingly and willfully participate in the incident, and therefore accept any and all punitive measures taken against me, including but not limited to public shaming and light torture. Furthermore, I'd just like to add of my own volition that Mr. Mann is an inspirational leader, and I humbly thank him for his generosity concerning these matters.
I see. Well, whatever happened, Mr. Mann believes you are ready for rehabilitation.
Yes. I've learned my lesson.
Just so you know, I make a policy of giving everyone a chance, David. But if anything suspicious happens while we're... Oh, what now?
Sounds like it's coming from the canteen.
Bart, what the hell are you doing?
Nothing.
Why are you... God, what happened to... Hello, I'm Bertie!
Hello, I'm Bertie.
May I?
I thought it was trying to kill me, so I smashed it to pieces with this wrench.
Of course you did.
I may have overreacted, but it's not my fault. As soon as I tried to take a bite out of this sandwich, it grabbed my arm. I panicked.
What sandwich?
Oh, I ate it all. Sorry, I was super hungry. I really don't feel so good. In fact, I feel bad, guys. Really bad.
All right, Joe, do you want to...
What is happening to me?
There's stuff coming out of his skin!
Stop!
David, what are you doing?
I'm locking Raj in the canteen.
Why?
Oh, let me out! Help!
For Gerald's sake, David! He's in trouble! Open the door!
No, David's right.
What?
Raj is infected with something. We can't risk contamination.
Guys, I feel like really itchy. My nose, my ears, my
coming
out of my eyes.
Oh my god!
What is that?
It looks like that green stuff.
The super plant. Rapidly mutating inside Raj.
Growing out of
every orifice.
Raj once said to me, "Don't be afraid to make mistakes." And now he's dead. Raj liked poetry and beer and trivial accessories. Here's to Raj and to Mars Corp.
To Mars Corp!
You know, these pranks...
This isn't a bloody prank! Raj is dead!
Miss Hobb, I found another recorder.
Oh, God. Now what?
One by one. That's how it happened. I thought it was just accidents at first. Unfortunate coincidences. But I should have known better. There are no coincidences in this place.
Well, that's worrying.
Attention, employees. This is a friendly reminder that all disputes should be resolved in accordance with the Mars Corp complaints procedure. Go ahead. Let us know what you're thinking. But remember, if you're not with us, and by extension agree with absolutely everything we say, you're against us.
Another good day's work. I've never felt so wonderful.
Yeah, I think we're all going to be happy here forever. Right, Jeff?
Nothing lasts forever.
So true, my friend.
All right, Dave. What are you up to over here? You're not intended to burn down the garden, are you?
What? Don't be absurd. This place is a sanctuary. It's different to the rest of the base. It's somehow pure, untouched by Mars Corp's madness. My idea is to improve it by bringing all my outside talents into the garden. Aren't you bored of gardening the same patch, the same vegetables, over and over? Well, look here.
Ooh.
Carrots, kale, aubergines, peas, all the colours of the wheel. All in one patch. And yours can be like this too. For just a few tokens, you can add some variety to your garden. And if you're a premium buyer, you'll have the straightest cucumbers, the reddest tomatoes. You'll be the envy of all your friends.
Woo! Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. But that's not all. Introducing Fire in a Box. Gone are the days of handing your hard-won fruit and vegetables over to the services department so they can distribute it evenly throughout the base. With Dave's Fire in a Box, you can cook your own food. Finally, you'll live completely independently. Dependently on me, Dave!
Yay!
Level 4.
We need to get to the control room before anything else happens.
Hob, this is all a misunderstanding.
I can't believe you're taking this so seriously.
Raj is dead. Dead! Don't any of you even care?
Of course we care, Hob. Didn't you hear the eulogy?
Is that all it takes for you to get over it? I take it you've already forgotten about Rebby Bakery.
Bakawi.
Right. And Diane?
Dan.
I want you to start taking this seriously.
Okay! You want to be serious? Let's address the fact that you released a literal mad scientist from 10 years imprisonment!
My ears are burning!
You know, back on Earth, what you did to David is considered cruel and unusual punishment.
Well, we're not on Earth!
Ugh!
Also, the Earth you knew is long gone, isn't it, Hob? It's been over 400 years, remember? Remember, Hob? How your home is gone, and nothing you do will bring it back because it's all different now, Hob.
Hob.
Hob, why are you crying, Hob?
Please be quiet.
I'm just saying you can't recreate what was lost.
Will you shut up? All of you, I am your superior. It's not your place to question my decisions. Stop attacking David. He hasn't done anything even remotely suspicious.
Wait, where is David?
What do you mean? He's right...
He's gone. Completely vanished.
Well, that's just great!
Oh, man. Are we going to get picked off one by one?
I don't want to die. Joe, don't let him kill me.
Don't worry. I'll put him down before he gets the chance.
Okay, everyone, just calm down. Stop panicking. Stop panicking!
Hey, Hob, another recorder. Wow! So that coal lady just left these everywhere, huh?
Oh, God. All right. Let's hear it. Uh-huh. Wonderful.
Ah, value customers. How may I help you?
You've already done so much for us, Dave.
Thanks to you, we have the most beautiful gardens on the base.
But we've noticed that your garden's all weird and misshapen.
So we've put together a selection of our best produce. It's our gift to you.
What? I don't want that garbage. My garden is organic. Only the most natural growth-inducing chemicals are used. When you upgrade today's organic line, you get true quality.
Ooh. Well, shift's over. Bar?
Way! I'll catch you up. Just need to grab my gear. Oh, hi, Jeff.
Greetings, fellow employee. I thought you had left.
What's that you're doing there? Watering the plants with fuel?
Yes, it makes them grow faster.
Grow faster? Yes. Great idea.
Let me give you a hand with that.
What? Seriously?
Of course. We're a team.
Wait. So you obey the Council of Smoke as well?
Jeff, hate to throw shade, but you really need to take it down a notch, buddy. You are way too intense. Now, how's about we get a day's fire in the box on a go and have ourselves a nice bit of grub, eh?
Fire in a... no.
Here we go.
Why?
It's burning! Holy shareholders, it's all burning!
Excellent work, Dave. The keepers of the wheel will approve of all you've done here. Although I personally would have preferred to be outside the room when you burnt it down.
What?
Until we meet again.
My beautiful garden! I was gonna be so rich! No!
Uh-oh. Looks like the power is shut down in this sector.
It's a trap! I knew this was going to happen!
Why did you have to free David, Hob?
We're all going to die because of this stupid terraforming.
Hey! No one is going to die today.
What about Raj?
No one else is going to die today. And terraforming isn't stupid.
This is it, isn't it? This is the end! Oh no! Chip's not ready to take over the tech department yet.
Please, will you stop panicking? Look, here's the control room. Tom, get this door unlocked.
But!
That was not a request, it was an order! I've tried reasoning with you lot, being nice and understanding and patient, but it clearly doesn't work. I will not tolerate any more insubordination. I am your superior, so open the fucking door now!
Okay.
Does anyone else have anything to say?
No.
So, what exactly is this terraforming?
Oh my God, Brian, shut up.
Guys, chill. This is all an elaborate joke. I guarantee you, the moment we step inside the control room, the terraformers are all going to jump out and yell, "Surprise!"
Gasp! They're dead. The terraformers are all dead.
Surprise.
But what happened to them?
The same thing that happened to Raj, by the looks of it.
They just look like lumps of green, but people-shaped.
Keep your distance, and if you start to feel itchy, let us know so we can leg it.
Over here. This one's got a key card. It's...
Cole. Damn.
You okay there, Hob?
Check the mains access panel. We need the power back on.
Sure. Okay, guys, let's leave her to it. Ugh.
Guess the party's over.
What's this? Another recorder. Well, let's hear your final words, Cole.
I'm so alone.
Oh, God.
I just wanted to make a difference. I picked the team, but they don't listen to me. Every little request is met with resistance and complaint.
I know how you feel.
And the pranks. Oh, the pranks are never ending. Well, if they want to behave like children, fine. I've decided to fight fire with fire. I'm going to prank the whole fucking department.
What?
I found a jar of this green slime in the labs. No idea what it is, but it looks disgusting. I'm going to spread it on all their sandwiches. That'll show them. They'll be all like, "Oh, gross, WTF. And I'll be like, "You just ate slime, assholes." It's going to be amazing. Best idea I ever had.
The sandwiches. Oh my God, that's what did it. Cole infected the entire base with some kind of mutated bacteria or something. She killed everyone. Oh.
Hey, Hob. Got some good news and some bad news.
Why do I have the feeling one is going to significantly outweigh the other?
The good news is the power's back on. Should be with you any second now. But bad news, we're running out of air.
Oh, God.
Yes, it looks like the oxygen generators have been sabotaged. Not naming any names, but David.
Right.
Stay there, we'll be with you in a second. Whatever you do, don't let David in.
Hello, Miss Harb.
David! Where were you?
Oh, well, I could see I was making people feel uneasy, so I thought I'd slip away. Give you all peace of mind. Did it help?
No, it made it much worse.
Oh. Oh, dear. I can't do anything right.
David, have you been anywhere near the oxygen generators?
Oh, yes, I...
There he is! Get him!
Yeah, kick him on the head, that's his weak spot.
In the face!
Why, David? I stuck up for you. Everyone said you were crazy, but I put my ass on the line to get you your freedom, and what do? Destroy the oxygen generators!
What? But I was just looking at...
We're all going to die because of you!
You're so selfish.
No! No, come on, guys! The entire base ran out of its oxygen supply weeks ago.
What are you talking about?
If there's no oxygen, why aren't we all dead? Unless we are.
The green stuff! The super plants! They're producing all the oxygen we're breathing!
Oh! This is kind of embarrassing.
Yeah.
Oh, dear. I'm sorry, David. Are you all right?
Fine! A couple of broken ribs, but I'll walk it off.
This is what happens when we don't communicate as a team. And in a lesser way, I guess I'm to blame too. Well, I can't expect you all to be as great as I am all the time. Cole didn't synergize with her team either. She ended up killing everyone.
But she also created the conditions that allowed the superplants to mutate into something more acclimatized to our extreme environment.
Hey, yeah, that's true. Hob, this is great.
Yeah?
Yeah! Super plants are gonna solve all our problems!
And there's no need to murder David.
Well, we'll see. It's early days.
So, now we've finished celebrating the terraformers' death, shall we celebrate their lives? With a eulogy?
Great idea. The terraformers were awesome. They played hard and they worked hard. Although not necessarily intentionally. There will forever be a party-shaped hole in my heart. Here's to the terraformers. And to Mars Corp.
To Mars Corp. You know what? I actually do feel a little better. Here, David, have a biscuit.
Ooh, thanks.
That was Mars Corp Part 3.
Team Building, written, produced, and edited by David Knight, David Price, and Tom Dowling. Starring Helen Watkinson, Matthew Woodcock, Derek Elwood, Katie Turner, James Naylor, John Day, David Knight, Tom Dowling, David Price, Lexi McDougal, Molly Small, Max Stern, Robert Benedetti Hall, Susanna Gordon, Ailsa Dowling, EJ Martin, and Emily Edwards. Music by John Day and Johnny Fithian. For full credits and more information, visit MarsCorpPodcast.com. You can support Mars Corp by rating it on iTunes or wherever you got it from. It takes less than a minute to do, and it really helps the show reach more people. We also have Mars Corp merchandise available on our site. Today's password for Wi-Fi and oxygen access is Annihilate. Mars Corp is a Definitely Human production.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, marketers. Want a matchmaker to set you up with your perfect audience? Well, look no further. Get intimate right away with host-read sponsorships with Acast. Use Acast's self-serve ad platform to search and partner up with a podcaster or two from our network of more than 100,000 shows. Have them sing your praises in their own words. And get their listeners ready to be wooed into loyal customers. It's the ultimate loving endorsement. Book host-read sponsorships with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.